Several years ago, excuse me, I had my probably first real lesson of what forgiveness is. I was 15. Mom was at work at the high school. Dad was working out of town for some reason. And I was home by myself waiting for school to start. And this idea came into my head. I knew I'd have some buddies walking to school, so I thought, well, I'll just get Dad's work truck and I'll go out and pick them guys up and bring them to school. Probably not a good idea. I knew how to drive. That wasn't a problem. So I did. I made my rounds and I picked up three boys and we was heading home and I was coming down the road getting ready to turn in our driveway. And I looked in the rearview mirror and there was a car behind me and the woman in it worked at the high school also. I thought, well, I'm caught. And I got too busy watching her in the mirror, and whenever I turned into the driveway, I done a little ricochet off of that big tree that was in the driveway. And then I thought, well, I caught myself. So I had no choice, so after my buddies and I walked to school, I went down and talked to Mom and told her, and she said, well, you can talk to Dad whenever he gets home this evening and tell him. So after football practice, I kind of drug my feet. You know, I only lived about 100 yards from the school anyway. So I got home and Dad was there and I sat down with him and I confessed. I said, Dad, I took your work vehicle and I said, I hit it into that tree. Like he wouldn't have known that. And so we had our little visit and we talked about what needed to happen after that. And we had a nice discussion, and whenever we got through, Dad said, well, I want you to know I'm all right with that. I can forgive you, but just don't do it again. And as I was leaving the room, he said, oh, one more thing. He said, how'd you get out of the car? So I just opened the door and got out. He said, I can't get the door open now. So that was my first experience. My dad talked me through it. And whenever we got through with that conversation, I never heard about hitting the tree again. It was never mentioned. And I thought, boy, that's really neat. Because I gave him several other occasions to bring it up. I thought that was just hard to grasp at the time, that it could be over that quick and really pretty painless. And I thought, man, that's really something else. Then as I got older, I realized that there's another person that forgives us. And he didn't bring it up again, which is really neat. Because I don't know about you, but since I was 15 to now, I've needed a lot of forgiveness. And I just wanted to share a couple, three verses with you this morning out of 1 John, the first chapter, verses 7 through 9. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And then over in the fourth chapter, verses 9 and 10, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an atoning sacrifice for us. And that's what we're here to celebrate this morning, that sacrifice that Jesus made for us. That we can go to him and confess our sins to him, and he can forgive those, and they're not anymore. They're gone. And I don't know how we could get any better deal than that. You know, all of us need it from time to time, because it said we've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And so we have that forgiveness that he's given to us. You know, there's a couple passages of Scripture. One in Jeremiah chapter 31. There's several verses there, and it talks about a new covenant. You know, I thought, well, that's strange. In the Old Testament, it's talking about the new covenant. And then whenever I read Hebrews, the 8th chapter, it's exactly the same thing. Same verses, word for word. And the neat thing at the end of both of those, he makes a statement, "For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more." That's what we're here to thank God for today, for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, that we can have that forgiveness and go on with our life. So as we take communion this morning, and we take the bread, and we remember Christ and the suffering that he went through to take our sins. And then we take the cup of his blood, which was shed for us for the remission of our sins. And we just thank you, Father, for that sacrifice. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have again to come around the table to remember the sacrifice that Christ was willing to make for us. And I just pray, Father, as we have done so this morning, that we've drawn closer to you and closer to Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.